layer to pull back the bread. See, when we celebrate communion, we don't believe that there is, that this becomes the body and the blood, but we do believe that Jesus shows up in a unique way as we remember and celebrate his work on the cross. And so even as we come celebrating that Jesus, through his body and his blood, has made a way to access the very presence of God and to have relationship with him. And we celebrate the one who has overcome it all, who holds the keys to death and Hades. We don't have to be afraid of it. He's the one. You don't have to be a member of the church, but just simply one who has trusted Jesus as your Savior. You're a member of the body of Christ, the family of God, having trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. We do encourage that just if there is anything that you know of in your life that is not right with him and the Lord's been working on it with you and there's not peace to do this, just to spend the time in worship and prayer personally as we celebrate this. The scriptures give us warning not to take it in an unworthy way. We want to celebrate and we want to access the presence of Jesus together through this celebration of the Lord's Supper. So let me pray for us, and then we'll walk through together. So Jesus, we acknowledge you as the one who was dead but is alive. Your death on the cross, your blood shed, your body broken, has made the payment for us, for our sin debt, for our broken relationship to be mended with the Father. And we rejoice, and we celebrate you. We celebrate that work now. And we rejoice in the fact that you are the one who holds the keys to death and to Hades. To you be the glory. Holy Spirit, lead us to the presence of Jesus, the one who casts out all fear. In his beautiful name I pray. Amen. And so on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and he said to them, "This represents my body, which is given and broken for you. As you eat it, do it in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. And as we eat, if you just want to take a few moments of silent prayer with the Lord, giving thanks to Jesus for his body given on the cross for you.